I'm Marie Williams from Newton AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
If it isn't showbiz enough for the top six, what a weekend we've had at the bottom half of the table as well. Lots of teams making it quite clear they're not out of the running for the various places they want to be, whether that be out of the relegation zone or into the playoffs. Mark Jonah Jones joins me as usual. We'll have a few names to hear from as well. But first, Jonah, look, we talked about the first half of the league being very exciting. That's a competition from the bottom half as well.
Well, it looks like it's going to go all the way, Mark, because yet again they looked very entertaining games. Seen all the highlights on this evening, and there were goals in every game, and in every team will have to go now into every game, and hopefully, you know, they need to go on a run, especially the bottoms. Carmarthen have had an unbelievable win, by the way, against Penybont. I think Penybont dominated for about an hour, but then Carmarthen dug in, scored two goals from set plays, and that's a 7 out of 9 for Carmarthen against Penybont in the last, you know, 2 months. So that's a big turnaround. You imagine that being maybe half the other way, and Carmarthen would have been in trouble, but they dug in and they think, you know, they're desperate to stay up like everybody else. Airbus were a little bit unlucky. They had a man sent off, didn't they, early on, and yet they've only gone down to a 3-2 defeat to Kevin Druids. So they've given everything, and they were unlucky. And ABBA, seen the sending off of the goalkeeper against Cardiff Met. I think Met were on top in the game anyway, and Elliot Evans seems to have hit a bit of form again. He's banging goals in for fun again. And this is what these teams now need down the bottom. If Cardiff Met are going to make that seventh spot that they're on before Druids, you'd think Elliot Evans and Will Evans will have to maybe get 10 goals in the 10 games to get them there. Same goes for Jamie Davis. Kevin Druids, he's been amongst the goals. Can he carry on his scoring run? And Jamie Reid now, can they, you know, get goals in every game to push them to on for seventh spot? ABBA, well, you did say ABBA, week in, week out. They seem to be in a sort of mid-table mediocrity, ninth of the bottom half. So I don't think that's not too bad for them. I think if they'll take that, like I said all along. But the bottom three, what a dogfight. This is where now your manager's going in our changing rooms and really pointing people out and saying, this is it, we've got 9 games to go. Which one of you, which couple of you, or whole together as a team, are we really going to give it everything we got? Everything we got. We've got to stay in this league. We've got to stay in this league for the future of us, for the future of our club. And, you know, go out and make yourself a hero. Somebody go out and make yourself a hero. Bang 10 or 12 goals in the last 9 games, and you're liable to keep us up.
Well, Carmarthen certainly set the cat amongst the pigeons last weekend. Let's hear from Lee Sermon after that game.
Yeah, massive win. We were absolutely horrendous, and they were very, very good. And we come away with a win, somehow. But we've been in games this year where we've been very good and lost. So it's not, you know, it's just about the result at this moment in time. Performances have been there, but we haven't been winning. Performance tonight was very, very poor, and we've won. So it's a crazy game.
You're on the bottom this morning, yep. And you're out of the relegation zone this evening.
Oh, that's a long way to go. We've got 9 games, but we won 9 more wins. You know what I mean? You know, there's nothing to fear in that bottom six. And we've done okay in the top six as well. When it was a full league. So, yeah, you know, a lot of work to do. But it's the first result on the board.
Starting as Cardiff Met next weekend?
Yeah, you know, very good side. They pass the ball really well. They train often. So it's another challenge. It's a fitness challenge. But I think the boys should take a lot from tonight in the fact that, you know, we have a bit of character now. You know, we've shown a bit of character. We've got bodies back into the squad that we haven't had for a long time. And it's made a massive difference to us. And we need that.
You haven't got any grey hairs, Lee, but you've been in this league a very long time. You've seen loads of Carmarthen sides. What is it that's going to keep you up this season?
Character. It's character. You know, it's a difficult one. It's a difficult one, you know. I think the club will realise, maybe it's a bit of a wake-up call, that we need to progress on the field. We've got fantastic facilities, and it would be a crime for the club not to remain in the Welsh Premier League. However, that's where we're at the moment. And I think if we get through it by the skin of our teeth or whatever, if we finish third from bottom, the club can have a good look at themselves. And it's all about investment. It's all about playing quality and the standard on the pitch. Unfortunately, that's what it comes down to. So you've got to get that wallet out.
Jonah, a very interesting point from Lee Sermon in that interview, basically saying, you know, Carmarthen has really decent facilities, is a club that should be of Premier League status on the pitch over the past few months. That's not happened. But a comment that if we survive in this league next season, it's time to get the wallet out. An implication that Carmarthen have not spent enough to get themselves out of this trouble?
That's a big statement from the big man. That's a big statement from Serms. Look, these clubs can only give you what they can afford. I think that's the same in every football club. So it's never for us to challenge anybody's financial pockets, is it, in football? Because we don't know what they got. But I understand where he's coming from. He's on about a big club, and he believes the Carmarthen Town Football Club should be in the top six. And look, that's only passion. He's only telling you that in passion. It's where he wants to be. He's been at the club a long time now, and he believes the club should be in the top six. So in a way, he said that about the finance, and basically what he's trying to tell you is he only wants the best for the best for the club. But it's never easy. Sometimes you've got to, you know, the score, Mac. This is non-league football. You've got to juggle the balls. You've got to, you know, make sure everything is paid properly and financially stable now, because you've got to be financially stable to stay in this league. So yeah, I know what he means, Serms, and what he basically means is he just wants the best for his club.
So Cardiff met the opponents quickly. How do you think that's going to go? Home advantage might count for a lot, mightn't it?
But I think the Met of it, it's great form now, and say they start the bad goals. They look like having a settled team there together now. They got their back four back in place, and like I said, Elliot Evans is, you know, if he started in goals regularly like the two he scored again. Okay, he scored a penalty, but he scored a great lob. He is one of the, he could be, you know, the striker. If you've got Venables as the striker in the top six, Elliot Evans and, well, Bowen, Jamie Reid, Jamie Davis, like you said, they could be the key men now to get their teams into higher positions. I talked about somebody being a hero earlier on, and that's exactly what's got to happen now.
Let's move on to the other exciting Saturday match. Kevin Druids, we were all wondering what was going to happen there. Huey Griffiths moving on, new people coming in, of course, and Jamie Reid coming in. And Jamie Reid, perhaps the way that the Druids are going to move up the table, saying, I'm still around, I'm not that old yet, and I believe in this Druids team.
Is that six goals he's got in the last three or four games? This is fantastic when you bring somebody in like that. What a bonus, what a move it was by Huey to bring in Jamie in. He knows everything about this league. He's been in this league, he's been here, you know, with Bangor. Yeah, I think Jamie enjoyed his time at TNS. So he's been around this league, and he knows where the goals are. He knows where the goals are, and when you're creating chances, you want somebody ice cool to put the ball in the back of the net, and he's doing it again on a regular basis. So he could be the key man. Druids and the Cardiff Met could go all the way in the race for seventh.
Well, before I get your thoughts on their opponents, Penabont, let's hear from Rhys Griffiths after that Carmarthen game.
You know, I'm going to give Carmarthen credit for hanging in there, putting bodies on the line, and staying in the game, because at 1-0 you're always in the game. But the first 60 minutes we were completely dominant. Had chance after chance, played not just chances but good football, played some great stuff. I thought Kane Owen was outstanding at times. But then, you know, like I say, 1-0, it's always a chance, and they get one from a set piece and then they get a second from a set piece. And I said to the players before the game, set pieces and counter-attacks, you deal with those two things, they will not score.
You said the same things about the game here just before Christmas as well, didn't you?
I said the same thing about the game at their place, and I said the same thing on New Year's Day here. And that's not discrediting Kamala in any way. They've got good players, but we're set up in a certain way, which means we're covering all angles. Obviously, we're going to concede goals outside of those, but for the most part, you know, it's proven over the two games we conceded 6 goals against them, 3 from set pieces, 3 from counter-attacks.
You're still smiling, though.
I am, because the worst thing now would be for me not to believe in my team. If I didn't believe in my team, if I didn't believe that we were a good side, then, you know, I would really be down in the dumps. But I do. I've got full confidence in them. And by the time the next game comes along, I'll be thinking there's no way we can't win. Because you can't keep playing the way we are and not winning football matches.
And the next game is Druids away. They've won away at Airbus, but last time you went up to the Rock, you came away with the 3 points.
Yeah, they're a good side. They've got some good players and they're an honest bunch. Obviously, they've got a change now with Hugo in. But we'll go up there, and by the time the game comes, we'll be full of confidence and we'll be going up there expecting to get 3 points.
And everybody was saying, including myself, obvious bias with me, I have to declare it, they've spent a bit of money in the transfer window. They look the stronger of the three sides in this battle. And they were the stronger side for the game in terms of passage of play, I suppose. But it's peak Penabont at the moment, giving games away.
The way you even describe it then, right, is the thing that Griff will be gutted over, and you know, coaching staff, Matt and Giles and Lee Jammer down at NA, and they'll be gutted, because when you do dominate games, right, when you do dominate games, if they did dominate the whole game, and you get defeated 2-1, that's when you are absolutely gutted, because you're not now in these last 9 games, you're not trying to create a pattern of play, you're not in July in pre-season, you're not in August, September, where you're creating things to, you know, to strive on for the end of the season and be comfortable by around about this time. What you're doing now, you're playing match to match basis, cup final basis, where individual errors or people not marking as tight as they should be, never mind your 250 passes or your 500 passes, you've got the bigger things what are important are your 50-50s in the box when you've got to do your job. And that's what Griff, I spoke to him, you know, that's what he said, and that's what's got to be set in stone now. You've got to do your individual jobs as well as the team performing well together. Everybody got to do their job and stop giving goals away. Stop giving goals away is the key when you're down the bottom. If you're in that bottom three now, you've got 9 games to go. You get 5 clean sheets, you'll stay up.
Finally, the Friday game is Aberystwyth hosting Airbus. Before I get Jonas' thoughts on that, let's hear from Mark Williams of Aberystwyth.
Yeah, we're disappointed. We knew it was a big game coming into it. We had to win, really, to get close to Cardiff, Matt. So there's a 12-point gap between us, Druids, and them now. So it's important we pick ourselves up. You know, it wasn't good enough first half. I don't think we played very well, and Cardiff deserved the win. Disappointed with the decision, maybe the red card penalty. But until I see it again, obviously, you know, but on the day it was disappointing to take that, but like I said, we weren't good enough anyway all over the pitch, and it's important we go again. We've got 9 games now, and you know, we need to go on a really good run to have any chance of even, you know, getting close to that 7th spot. But also looking below us, it's important that, you know, we don't just think that's it now and all, we're safe, because it's, you know, 7-8 points. You know, Carmarthen got a good win, and I'm sure Airbus and Penabont will be trying to get out of that relegation battle. So there's some big games coming up, and you know, it's a big one for us against Airbus next week, and hopefully we can bounce back with a win.
What interests me about this game in particular is that it's at Aberystwyth, and if my memory serves me right, sometimes they've struggled to get results at Park Avenue.
Yes, yeah, that's right, but you know, you've got to be looking forward to this. Got to be looking forward to this. The goalkeeping situation could be key to them, though. I don't know what they got in reserve there, Mac. No, O'Connor being sent off last week. I know they got young Pennock in goals. Would he have to play now? It's a big challenge for a young boy, 18-year-old, in his games as big as this now. So that'll be a key. Who's going to be the number one for ABBA? Airbus, like you said, they lost their captain, Thomason, last week, so he'll be missing. It's just so vital. Look, I think we're ABBA without their goalkeeper, they take a point at home just to get back on track, keep that distance. If they got 8 points between them and Carmarthen, so they just need to keep ticking over now. They mustn't start, they mustn't get beat Abba and get dragged back into anything. So even though they're at home, I don't think a point would be disastrous for Abba. But Airbus, they're on a, they, you know, they're on a mission to go and get, to go and get three. They're down the bottom, they're 2 points adrift. They know a win might take them out of the bottom two. They played well last week with 10 men all the game and were only just defeated by the Druids. So I think the spirit in their camp is good. They had an away point in the last game of the season against Newtown. So, yeah, another diff. Mark, these six games this weekend really is unbelievable to have to pick out, pick six winners. It's as difficult now as it's ever been in all my time in this league. And just these six set of fixtures, it's so difficult to pick the six winners. But the competitiveness of it is fantastic.
Most important statistic of the past few days, Mr. Pennock's birthday the other day. I think he's 19 now.
19, is he? Well, I tell you what, mate, if he does half as good as his old man did, I bet he viewed that 1,000 times. But hey, listen, he's a youngster between the sticks, playing in the Cymru Premier League at the age of 19. He must be a good goalkeeper, and good luck to him.
I hope I haven't aged him a year now and he actually just turned 18 rather than gone to 19, but it was his birthday a few days ago. But
I'm sure he won't mind.
No. Age ain't nothing but a number, P. Anyway, enjoy your birthday. We'll enjoy all of this feast of Cymru Premier football, which is facing us in the next 7 days. And me and John will be back then for a bit more of a review. Say goodbye, Jenna.
All the best, Mark.